Good morning. Happy Easter. So this morning I read in 1 John that the water, the blood, and the spirit all testify to what Jesus has done. And it struck me, because I'm speaking about communion and remembering, we can remember the water and the blood, but we actually have access to the spirit. And so I want to start right now just by inviting the Holy Spirit to speak, because I actually have nothing of value to say. So, Holy Spirit, would you please speak through me? Would you move aside my ignorance and, more importantly, my intellect? And would you have your will done here in these next few minutes? Fill this place, Lord, with your Holy Spirit and testify to us. Tell us what you want us to hear. In Jesus' name. All right, so how do we make God laugh? Right? It's pretty common saying is you make God laugh by making a plan, by telling him your plans. So I had a plan for what I was going to say this morning. And last night he kind of shook the Etch-a-Sketch. So we're starting from scratch. Last night at about 11. So my daughter is in gymnastics. She's sitting over here in this little Easter dress with her teddy bear. And she does gymnastics at gymnastics. And she also does gymnastics at home and on the couch and in the bathtub. And last night I'm getting ready, preparing for what I had planned. I was going to write down my notes. I was shaving. I was literally in the act of shaving. And I get a knock on the door, and Chloe, my oldest daughter, says, "Azariah fell." I'm sorry, that's loud. "Azariah fell." I was like, yeah, well, what else is new? I mean, she's always jumping off of stuff. Go in there and look. She's got a good-sized gash right there next to her eye. Pretty good separation, too. So I'm like, oh, man, all right. We can't just put a Band-Aid on this one. So we go to the walk-in clinic. We go to the doctor. She doesn't get stitches. She gets whiskers, which are very similar, but a little different, because she was terrified she was going to have to get stitches. So she has whiskers, which are similar. As soon as I got the knock on the door, I, of course, dropped everything. I literally still had shaving cream on my face, and run in there to see, whoa, what's going on? Is she okay? And I see the gash. It's already starting to bruise. And I'm like, all right, this is something more. We need to take some different action. So I dropped everything. Dropped the plan for this morning, wiped the shaving cream off my face, and ran to figure this thing out. And until it was fixed, I didn't think about anything else. I was so focused on her world, her hurt, this little scar. I'm hoping it wouldn't be a scar, this little gash on her eye. And I'm always with her. She always has access to me. Even right now, I'm really surprised that she's not yelling out for me. Thank you, baby, for being so good. She always has access to me. Call me at work. Call me anytime or when I'm home, stop what I'm doing. She always has access to me. But in that moment, it was different. She had my undivided, direct, focused attention. And I literally did not think about anything else until we fixed that hurt. So she had all of me at her disposal in those moments. So James, I should probably read out of the Bible a little bit. James says, we all stumble in many ways. So James 3:2 for the page flippers, I hear. We all stumble in many ways. I thought that's interesting because I'm dealing with this stumble. But we all stumble. Well, what do we do when we stumble? We've got that gash. And she couldn't do anything in and of herself. I didn't have the access even to sterilize needles and dissolving whiskers. And Paul says, we're sinners. In two different letters, he kind of elaborates, and this is not an exhaustive list, as we will all know. He says, we are, or were, lawbreakers, rebels, ungodly, unholy, violent, irreligious, murderers, adulterers, perverts, slave traders, liars, perjurers, blasphemers, wicked, sexually immoral, idolaters, thieves, greedy, drunkards, and I left some out. So we all have fallen, and we all fall, and we all will probably fall again. I was going to read something else. So in Titus 3:3-7, he says, at one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us. Not because of righteous things that we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior. So we've all fallen. But when I heard the knock on the door, I set everything aside. I went in to help her. When Jesus heard, we have fallen. Jesus set his face like a flint. Like flint. He was determined. And when you read the Gospels and you read the account of Easter, that week, you can see his determination. And I think you can see it clearly in 1 Peter 2:23-24. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds, you're healed. I hope that's not the timer for me to stop. I got 10 more minutes. By his wounds, we're healed. So last night, we're in the doctor's office. There was only one thing Azariah needed to do. She just needed to be still. She couldn't help herself. She couldn't fix this herself. She just needed to be still. Remember? You had to be still. And she was very still. She was very brave. When Jesus said, take communion, do this in remembrance of me. My body given for you. My blood poured out for you. All we need to do is be still. Receive it. We can't heal ourselves. So I want to take a couple of minutes and be still and just meditate and remember that he is our great physician and he's healing us.